The word refuge means a safe place, or when you study the word, it means a high place or a fortress or a rock or somewhere that is safe. Everybody say safe.
Safe.
And my topic for my message today is God is our refuge. Psalms chapter 46 verse 1 and 2. God is our refuge.
And strength. A very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear.
Everybody say, not fear.
Read. Even though the earth be removed. And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea.
Though the mountains be carried in the depths of the sea, I want to tell you, we will not fear. Can we be very practical?
Yes.
And can we think about this verse practically? The psalmist is saying, God is my refuge, my very present help in trouble. I will not fear even if the earth is removed and the mountains are thrown to the sea. Now think about this. Wait a minute. If the earth, and in other translation it says dissolve. If the earth dissolves in front of you, and all the mountains that you see are going to this, mountains that you see are going to the depths of the sea, won't it create a little bit of fear?
Yes.
Even slight tremor. Oh.
Panic attack.
Even slight earthquake tremor comes, you get so panicked, you run around, hide under the bed, hide under the table. Are you here with me? But the psalmist is so cool. He's saying, God is my refuge. God is my safe place. God is my fortress. God is my rock. God is my highest place. And I know with God, nothing shall happen to me.
Amen. Amen.
Even if the earth gets dissolved, even if the mountains go and put themselves in the sea, my brothers and sisters, I want to give you a good news to you all. God is our refuge.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can it sink into your heart right now? No matter what you're going through, God is our refuge. And we are living in a very fearful time. We are living in a time where violence is ridiculous. We are living in a time where people are fighting against each other. People are causing chaos against each other. People are living a life of sin and life of the world. And in this place, every single one needs a refuge. And sometimes it gets so stressful. How many of you say that work is stressful? Some people raise their hands, said study, school. See, the kids are the ones who raise their hands. I'm telling you, things are getting stressful. You know one thing that I use? I don't use the word stress, by the way. I use the word challenge. Okay, I removed all these negative words like stress and headache and oh, it's a burden, it's a pain. I removed all this from my vocabulary and I used the word challenge. How is business? It's a challenge, but God is my refuge. How is studies? It's a challenge, but God is my refuge. Kids, God is your refuge. Decision to make, God is your refuge. In every single thing, you need a refuge. And if God is your refuge, I have good news. You will not fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, a few days back, every companies have targets. Yes or no? How many of you know that? Companies have targets. You reach to a target and they'll give you a target. Whether you are a managerial position, whether you are in sales, if you are in a business, there is a target, okay? And few days back, they put a target for Al Zahrawi Qatar, okay? So Al Zahrawi is the company that I work with, and there is Dubai, there is Bahrain, there is Oman, there is Saudi, and then there is Qatar. So ours is Al Zahrawi Qatar, and Al Zahrawi Qatar, they gave a huge, huge target, and this target was divided upon lab, nuclear medicine, and other ones. So nuclear medicine came to me, so we had a meeting. They called us for a meeting, and we went there, and they kind of told us the rough estimation of the target. Some of them on my right and on my left fainted. They just 20%, 10% increase. Oh, some of them even 60% increase. They're like on their floor. What to do? Where to get? But for me, I do not know. But it's the calmness of God, knowing that God is my refuge. I said to our director back, only that much? I said, only? He looked at me like, he didn't know what to say. Because all of them fainted. I said, only? I said, that's doable. I shook my hands, shook my team, the ones who are below me, logistics, and all the four people behind me. I said, we can do this. High five, let's do it. God is our refuge. God is our refuge. God is our refuge. Come, let's go back to work. See, I'm telling you, when God is your refuge, it does not matter what your target is. It does not matter what you need to do. If you trust God and lean not on your own understanding, I'm telling you, every single thing in your life will be easy. Every single thing will be easy, knowing that God is my refuge. Just know, God is my refuge and my very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. I will not fear, even if the earth is dissolved and the mountains throw themselves in the sea. God is our refuge. I remember there was a story one of my friends told me. He loves deers, and we saw deers in Alcor Park. Reminded me of that story. And he loves deers, and at home he has a deer, a culture. He grows deer. That's deer farming. So he has deer and he has deer farming. And in this deer farming around his fence, he has a 5 acre of land, and he does this deer farming. And one of the stories that he told me really strike me. So around this farm, he has put a big fence. Everybody say fence. So he put a big fence so that no coyote, no tiger, no wolf, no hyena, nothing would come and eat these deers. He put a big fence around. But there is something called as bobcats. If you know bobcats, they climb in through every single corner and nick and corner, and they come through. So these bobcats entered in, and the morning when he woke up, he saw a young deer dead. He saw a young deer dead, and there was no wound, there was no scratch, there was nothing. The deer was dead, just dead. So he wanted to know, what is happening? Is there a disease that's spreading among the deers? Because if there was a wound or a scratch or a bite or a bleeding, you understand that some wild animal came in and killed. So they called the veterinarian came, and this is shocking. This was so shocking. The veterinarian told, he tested the deer's body. He touched the deer's heart. He saw that around the deer's heart, the blood is blood vessels ruptured from the heart, and the blood is oozing out around the heart. So you know what he said? He said, this is a common phenomena here. A bobcat entered your fence. It's here. And they chased this small deer around the entire 5 acre. The deer runs from this bobcat, runs, and the stress, the fear, the stress starts pumping the blood so hard that it bursts the capillaries and the deer drops dead. And the bobcat comes and just sniffs, and since it's already dead, the bobcat leaves. The stress that comes up on an animal, I remembered this when my friend told me. Then he said, imagine, Arun, if we get stressed. Hallelujah. What will I do about my job? What will I do about my target? What will I do about my family, my finance, my loan? If you start stressing yourself for these challenges and you don't have a refuge to go and hide under, then you will start seeking refuge somewhere else. Can I go deeper? Can I go deeper?
Yes.
I'm going to give you around 6 points today. How many?
Six.
And the first part of the point, I'm going to tell you what happens when you don't take the right refuge. When you take the wrong refuge. Everybody say wrong refuge.
Wrong refuge.
And the next 3 points, I'm going to say why you should take the right refuge. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, in this stressful world, when stress comes, things come, people run to a lot of things. And I'm going to name those few things, and then we're going to go deeper. Can I go deeper?
Yes.
So refuge is a safe place, and everybody needs refuge. Number one, the results of choosing a wrong refuge. Number one, everybody say one.
One.
Distance. A wrong refuge will create a distance between you and
God.
You and
God.
It creates a distance. When you choose the wrong refuge, it creates a distance between Samuel and God. Davis, when you take the wrong refuge, it creates a distance. Everybody say distance.
Distance.
The first commandment in the Bible says, love the Lord with all your heart. It also says that have no other gods before me. So when you find refuge in something else, you are putting that refuge, let me take it further, that God before God. When you put refuge, some refuge before God, it creates a distance. You put a God before your own God. It's going to be something that is first and someone that is first. And that is putting God before you that you are not knowing. That is called a wrong refuge. In fact, can I take this a little further? You are going to another God to meet your needs. Do you know how serious that is? In front of God, it creates such a vast distance. Hallelujah. Jensa and me, we are married for four and a half years now. Now listen, imagine, even if we are husband and wife, even if we are in the same room, there could be some argument or something that happens and we could feel so distant from each other. How many of you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying just the distance, but an emotional distance that happens between me and her. Have you felt that? You may be in the same car, but you'll be having some conflict or some things that happened and you will not talk to each other. You will feel so distant from each other. In the same way, when you find refuge in the wrong place, God would feel distant from you. And we are creating the distance. You know what people say? Most of the time, people say, I don't feel God is near me. Arey yaar, suno, everybody listen. I don't feel God is there with me. I don't feel God is near me. I'll tell you, I'll surprise you a little. God never moved. You did. Our God is the same yesterday, today and forever. He is unchangeable. He's unmovable. He is omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He is omniscient. He is a God who will not move from your side. Even the Bible says, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So he will never leave your side. But you feel, you say, I don't feel God is there. I prayed so much. I fasted so much. But I feel God is not there with me. And God didn't move, you moved. What was your refuge? Some people, when they go through financial problems, the first thing they do, hello, daddy. Hello, uncle. Hello, brother.
Hello, bank.
Hello, bank. Some people are confessing also. Very good. Hello, bank. Can I take 1,000 riyal, 2,000? If you just find your refuge in God, things are going to change in your life. Just go to God in that time of trouble. What does Psalms 46 verse 1 says? Oh God is my and my very present help in
trouble.
Hallelujah. Number one was distance. If you take the wrong refuge, it will create distance between you and God. Number two, everybody say two.
Two.
It will create disappointments. Satan keeps calling you. Come, come. Arey, God is not near you. You come here. Come, enjoy this. Come, enjoy this. You will go and tempt and do those things. And what happens? It will only disappoint you. you. Everybody said disappointment. When you take the wrong refuge, you will be disappointed. Can I tell you some wrong refuges? Alcohol. Some people, when they go through these challenges, not stress, challenges, they depend themselves on alcohol. Without alcohol, they cannot sleep. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at the world. This is what's happening. What about cigarettes? You have a bad day, stressful day, go right in the back. Smoke few, oof. What happened? Oof. What happened? No. Stress, challenge. Very, very, oof. My refuge is in this small, what is that? Cigarette. I want you to understand something very, very important. Where is God at that time? Doesn't that mean that you are putting that refuge before your God who can help you? Let me tell you, when challenge comes, especially kids who are studying, who are in school, when you find that it's tough, even the exam paper, the questions are tough, you just look up at that and say, God, you are my refuge. Don't look at alcohol, don't look at cigarettes, don't look at things that will push you away. Some people, when they get stressed, they do pornography, they do adultery, they do things that are against God. Let's not get into that. Let's know that we will be disappointed if you go into all this wrong refuge. But if you stand with God, you will be appreciated and you will see the hand of God in your life. Hallelujah. Number three, when you put a wrong refuge, destruction happens. Everybody say destruction. I have seen countless numbers of families which I have counseled, countless number of business people who I've talked to, and I've seen them when they put their trust in the wrong refuge. I tell you, destruction would come upon them. Can we read 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 12? One of the kings of Israel, and in the 39th year of his reign, that means he was a king, he was reigning as the king of Israel. Look at this. Asa became diseased. So this was the king, Asa. He became diseased in his feet and his malady was severe. Yet in his disease, he did not seek the
Lord.
His refuge was not in the Lord, but the
physician.
I'm not saying going to a doctor is bad. In fact, God made doctors. Yes or no? You need to go to a doctor, medical doctor, physical doctor, do a physical checkup. Everything is good. But when you trust those medicines over God, when you trust the word of the physician over God, I'm telling you, your life will be destroyed. Go to the next one. He did not seek the Lord. He trusted the physician, put all the refuge in that physician. And what happened? Next verse. Asa? In the 41st year of his reign. Listen to this carefully, brothers and sisters. We need to put our refuge not only in any physician, but we need to put our trust in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if we do that, our life will not be broken. So when we go to the wrong refuge, it will lead us into distance from God, disappointment, and it will lead to destruction. Can I tell you some more things that creates distance between you and God? Some people, when they are having a challenging time, they self-promote themselves. Self-promote. I am my ability or my, I, full I. Self-promotion. Can I tell something else? Sports. I'm not against sports. I love sports. Watch cricket, watch football, all you want. But some people put their refuge in sports. Some problem is, they will tell the wife, I don't want to speak to you right now. I want to watch this game. Sports. Some people, entertainment. Arebab, come, let's go movie. Why, Dad? No, come, let's go movie. Let's go. For what? Simply going and sitting there just to, as soon as the movie finishes 2 and 3 hours, you come out, same thing. Entertainment. Some people, Arebab, let's go. I'm telling you, all of these things will fail. Can I say some more things? entertainment, sports, shopping. Okay, I'm not going there much. I'm not going there. When people have a bad day, they want to go shopping. Oh, my goodness. I've seen that. Okay. I'm not holding there much long because you know what I mean. Okay, self-pity. Hello? Self-pity. Ayyo. Always this happens to me. I'm a failure. Self-pity. Remember, God is your refuge. Self-indulgence. Self-promotion. Especially business people have this, self-promotion. When they're going to the worst time of their business, you can hear from them. Like, I've done counseling and I'll be sitting there and then you know me. You know my business was 40 million, 50 million. But know that as soon as they start that, they're in trouble. I would immediately stop the conversation. Say, can I give you a first counseling? I said, yes, you are in trouble. You are in trouble. He said, how did you know? I just told good things about me. I said, I know. Self-promotion. Business people do that. Relationships. They go in and out of relationship. One girlfriend here, two girlfriend there, one boyfriend here, two. When there is some stress and challenge, remember, our refuge. Our refuge is not in relationship. Our refuge is not in our self-pityness. Our refuge is not in entertainment or sports or self-promotion. Our refuge is in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Tobacco, alcohol, you can name it. All these things are the wrong refuge. Now next, I'm going to tell you three things when you choose the right refuge. Are you here with me? So there are three things when you choose the wrong refuge, that is distance, that is disappointment, and number three is destruction. Okay? Now, three things of what happens when you choose the right refuge. Everybody say right refuge.
Right refuge.
Come on, everybody say right refuge.
Right refuge.
Number one, read Psalms chapter 46 verse 1, brother. Look at that. Psalms 46 verse 1. It said, God is our refuge and
strength.
And
strength.
Come on, everybody say that with me from your heart. And
strength.
The number one thing when God is your refuge, you will receive is strength. When everybody fails around you, you would say, only that much. God is our strength. God is our refuge. You become so confident, so strong, because you know that your trust is not in men and their things, but your trust is in God. Everybody say strength.
Strength.
Say that with your heart. Say strength.
Strength.
When you wake up in the morning and every time you comfort yourself with the scripture, no matter what challenges you face throughout the day, no, God is my strength. He is my refuge and my strength. Everybody say strength.
Strength.
Everybody say strength.
Strength.
There is one more thing that's very dangerous that creates people to think of the wrong refuge. I'll tell you what, your own mind. Your mind, as soon as you wake up in the morning, even in your night, even in your dreams, you are thinking about problems. You go back after your job, you go back home, that money I didn't get, this money I didn't get, that loan I didn't get. Your mind keeps on, our minds keeps on going into such pressure and stress and challenge that we, whatever we do, we eat, we sleep, we drink, we go down to bed. Even in the dreams, you dream that. In the middle of the night, you will think about that pressure and you will sometimes wake up screaming and you will have a cold sweat and you will just, I had a bad dream. Because your mind is filled with that. And that is where I want to tell you something. Today, your mind are going to be transformed. Hallelujah. Your mind is going to be transformed into the mind of Christ. And you're going to know that you are no longer failures. You are going to be people who are going with success. You are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Hallelujah. Since God is our refuge, we will be strong. Nothing can break us. Nothing can bring us down. We will be strong. Touch your neighbor and say, strength.
Strength.
Number one was strength. Number two, Psalms 46. God is our refuge and
strength.
That's number one. Now look at this. Our very present
help.
Our very present when you are in the right refuge, you get strength, but in the right refuge, you will get help. The beauty about the scriptures written by the Holy Spirit, look at this. Everybody look at it on the screen. It did not just say help. There are two words before that. It did not just say help. It did not say present help in trouble, but it said something else. And I read together, 1, 2, 3.
A very present help.
Not simply present help, a present help in trouble. No, a very present help in trouble. When you go to the supermarket or for shopping, does your kidney stay at home? I'll repeat this. When you go to school, does your liver stay at home? Are you here with me? When you go to or in your car for a drive, does your brain stay at home?
No.
Say, I'm not coming, you go and come. My kidneys, my brain, my liver is very, very present with me. That means what God is trying to say is, no matter what you are going through, no matter what troublesome experience you are going through, I am very, very present in that to help you.
Amen.
You know when Jesus said, and the Spirit of truth shall come, you know what he says? He says like this, and the Spirit of truth shall be with you and shall be in you. Everybody say with me.
With me.
Everybody say in me.
In me.
Come on, everybody say with me.
With me.
Everybody say in me.
In me.
The Holy Spirit is not only with you, but the Holy Spirit is in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And no matter what you're going through, my God's help is always present for you.
Yes.
Come on, let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Just like your organs are with you all the time, the same way, Jesus, our God, is always there to help you in every trouble you're going through. I don't know who I'm speaking this to, but I know that whatever you're going through, surrender into God's hands today. Small and big, surrender. What does surrender mean? Give everything to Jesus. Everything. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready? So number one, strength. Number two, help. Now, verse number two, look at this. God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now look at verse two. Therefore, everybody say that with me. Therefore, we will not be
afraid.
We will not be
afraid.
Though the earth trembles and the mountains topple into the depths of the sea, know that you should not fear. Number one, when you are in the right refuge, you get strength. Number two, you get help, very present help in your trouble. And number three, everybody shout, no fear. Everybody say,
fear.
Come on, everybody say, no fear.
No fear.
Everybody say, no fear.
No fear.
Everybody turn to your neighbor and say, no fear.
No fear.
Point at your neighbor and say, no fear.
No fear.
1 John chapter 4 verse 18 says, there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. And another scripture that says, God is love. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? Perfect love casts out fear. God is love. He is perfect. And when God is your refuge, there is no fear.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you understanding this, guys? Satan will try everything that he can to bring fear into your life. Are God will not help you. God will not do this for you. You are in a big trouble. You are going to lose your life over this. Satan's strategy is to bring this. But I have a good news for you. My God's love is perfect. I'm telling you that he is our refuge. And he will not only give you strength. He will not only give you help. But he will say to you, do not fear, child. I am with you.
Amen.
Amen.
I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I am with you. Don't fear. Can you say that with boldness? Don't fear.
Don't fear.
Don't fear.
Don't fear.
Amen. I don't know who this scripture is for, but I know God is speaking to some people here. No matter what your situation is, number one, you will be filled with strength. Number two, no matter how many people try to help you out, visa issue, family, finance, sickness, whatever it may be, I want to tell you, my God is a very present help in trouble. No matter what your trouble is, He'll pull you. Number three, do not fear. Whatever happens, do not fear. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? And I'm going to give you three steps on how you can do this. Number one, realize it. Know that God is your refuge. Realize it. Number two, suppose you are trusting on something else. If you are going through a problem with smoking, if you're going a problem with drinking, if you're going with a problem and you are in a wrong refuge. Number one, realize it. Three simple steps. Number one, realize it. Number two, renounce it. Say, in the name of Jesus, I will not do this addiction of smoking, addiction of drinking, addiction of, I will not do this. I renounce it in the name of Jesus. Number two. And number three, repent. Everybody say repent.
Repent.
Come on, come on. Everybody say repent.
Repent.
So you realize it's a wrong refuge. You renounce it. That means you say, in the name of Jesus, I will not do it again. And then number three, you repent and say, Lord, I want you to forgive my sins. And I want your strength to come upon me. And I will not do this again. Guys, let me tell you my story. Everybody knows it by now. I was a drug addict. I was going through a lot of addictions in my life. A lot of addictions. But Jesus came into my life and I had to realize it. I had to renounce it out and I had to repent and say, Lord, forgive my sins. I need your strength. I need your grace. I want to overcome in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, from that day onwards, I have never turned back.
Amen.
No turning back. The cross is before me. God is my refuge. Why do I need to turn back? No more turning back. Are you here? God is going to do great and mighty things. I'm excited. The church is a place. It's a safe place. Amen? Church, refuge means what? Safe place. Church is a safe place, guys. We come here every Friday to worship. Three things happen in our service. Worship, word, and prayer. Worship, word, and prayer. Then why don't you pray? If you're going through something and you want prayer for, why don't you ask us and we'll pray for you? I want you to know that this is the most safest place. Come and tell us what you're going through. When you take the wrong refuge, you create distance between you and God. There comes disappointments. You know, if you trust men over God, disappointment. They will tell you one thing and do another thing. Disappointment. Number three, destruction would happen. Don't put your trust on anything else. But when you take the refuge in God, the right refuge, choosing the right refuge, number one, you get strength. Number two, a help, a very present help in your trouble. And number three, no fear. No matter what comes your way, no fear. Because Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of our life, is our refuge, our strength. The Holy Spirit is not only with you, but in you. And when you walk, you have strength. When you talk, you have strength. Everything around you will begin to change. Remember, God is our refuge.